about. I mean, think about that. What are you developing? Exactly, what are you developing? You're developing your spiritual awareness about what? What do you want to be aware of? That there's a God? Good. I just told you that. We're done. That you were born for a spiritual life? All right, done. You got that. Look at, in 30 seconds, I'm going to give you everything you need to know. All right. That you're going to die? Inevitable. Trust me. That the soul lives on? I'm going to tell you, yeah, you're going to find out for yourself. Okay. That there's reincarnation? What do you care? One way or another, you're coming back. So I think that it's better to be nice than not nice. Okay, check. That there's karma? Probably. Did we sum it up? We summed it up. I think we just covered the board. Okay, so when you say, what is your spiritual development about? It's not about finding out the rules, it's about living the rules. But what I've seen so many people do is when they're able to say, oh, look at this, there's karma. And what are you going to do about that? Oh, look at this. Negative thoughts equal illness. And? But what I've noticed is that this knowledge, which quite frankly is nothing more than literary common sense, is the stuff books are made of, but it's not a spiritual practice. The knowledge you know is not a spiritual practice. I don't care how much is in your head, and I can put a lot in my head. One of the things I recognized is that healing requires a whole lot. But without self-esteem, you cut the speed at which you heal by who knows how fast, if you can even make such a statement, because this is called one of the non-provable statements of life, except the proof comes in whether or not it resonates with you. And whether or not you realize, yeah, you know what, I could have healed much faster if I had had the self-esteem to not let pride stop me at the door. Or if I had had enough respect for myself to make the choices I knew I should have made. But for whatever reason, I deliberately told myself I wasn't ready. I couldn't on my own. I made up fiction in my head because it suited my desire to be taken care of. When I think of this friend of mine I was talking to, again and again, she was self-tormented, and that's the word I think would be the best one to use. Self-tormented. Because her inner choices had always been to negotiate the highest potential she could become as a soul and therefore share as a person. But instead, the choices were made to reduce that so that another person's self-esteem would not become lower than it was. This is a parasitical, if not vampire, relationship. And at some point, you're going to reach the moment where a little light bulb goes on in you and it says, either you change the rules or you're going under. You're going under. Now, returning to the question of what is spirituality and what is the contemporary spiritual journey about, it's about empowerment and it's about taking responsibility for the power of your soul. It's about that. And so what happens is we go through stages. And in the language, the brilliant language of Jung, we spot our fragments, in my language, our contracts. And each one of these is about engaging in a situation in which what is at stake is every single thing you do, and I cannot emphasize this enough, is about you being able to pause for a moment and say to yourself, this has something to do with self-esteem. Now, I just got to get the angle on it. Is it that you're meant to help another, empower another? Is this about whether or not you can act from your power? Imagine that you're at some place and somebody gives you an opportunity to answer a question. Do you negotiate your answer to please them, or do you really reflect what you want to say? Which is it? Because if you walk away from the table and you say, you know what, you did it again, and you blame anybody else for why you say what you do, you go right to a mirror and you turn on the light and you say, look it, you are without self-esteem, and that's why you've just done it again. The contemporary spiritual process is about becoming empowered enough to hear the directives of God, the divine, or the heavens that you have been inviting in your life. I think that from a larger point of view, if we look at what's happening now in the whole of life, evolution has reached a time where everything, every part of our lives, every part of history, every part of what's going on the globe, every part of everything at all, anywhere, is about taking responsibility for the self. Everything. Absolutely everything. And so you could say that the paradigm of self-esteem has been downloaded and it's found its way into every single corner of life. Think about this. It's almost absurd, but it's not. It's very real. What's self-esteem got to do with the internet? Isn't that, no, I want you to think about that. Like a quiz question. What's self-esteem got to do with the internet? Okay. Well, for one thing, think about how many people are contacting pornographic sites because they don't have enough self-esteem to engage outside the shadow socially. Think about it. Okay. Did I just open a doorway for you? What about if you didn't have enough self-esteem to respect your own creative skills and you decide being a hacker and bringing down systems is what buzzes your self-esteem? Now think about what I'm saying to you. Do you understand that self-esteem is the core power around which the integrity and survival of life spins? And it's as simple as that. And the stakes have gotten very high. What does consciousness mean? It means becoming conscious of exactly how much power you have and how you want to use that power. We've entered the zone, and the zone is